Start the day, the Torah away, Monday the 26th of May, Kof Vov Ior, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman. Did Am Yisrael already know Hilchas Bosa V'Cholov at Matan Torah?
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm learning in Ion. So as just a little agdamah, introduction, the Mishnah Brura and Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, Siv Kotten Yud Beis, is going on the Ramah that says that there's a minag on Shavuos to eat machalei chalav, dairy products. That's what it says. So says the Mishnah Brura and Siv Kotten Yud Beis, why? Ayin Magen Avraham. Reason number one's mentioned the Magen Avraham, it's over there something about Apik Kabbalah, that Am Yisrael were after Shiva you make Tahara. Okay. And says the Chofetz Chaim, V'ani shamati od tam v'shem godel echad. I found another reason, I heard another reason in the name of a godel. If the Chofetz Chaim is calling him a godel, you know, it takes one to know one, he's definitely a godel. And the Chofetz Chaim not only is calling him a godel, he says, she'omar tam nochoin. He said another very good reason, the Chofetz Chaim compliments it. Ki be'ez she'omdu al har Sinai, when Am Yisrael were standing in har Sinai, v'kiblu at Torah, and they received Kol HaTorah, and he adds immediately in brackets, ki ba'aseres ha'dibros nitgala lehem ha'idei zeh kol chelkei ha'Torah. They heard the aseres ha'dibros, and from that they knew all the parts of Torah. K'moi she'kosav Reb Sadia Goyen, she'ba'aseres ha'dibros klula Kol HaTorah. Like Reb Sadia Goyen has pointed out, that in aseres ha'dibros, everything is included. Rashi brings down in Chumash this Reb Sadia Goyen. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, as far as I know, it's the only time that Rashi in Chumash quotes from Sadia Goyen. And it's about at the end of Parshas Mishpatim that says, V'atnacha as a luchois v'sa'evan, and all everything's given. So says Rashi over there, it's in Perek Kavdalet, Pasuk Yud Beis. Kol shesh mot v'shloshtzri mitzvahs v'chal ases adibuzan, v'rabbeinu Sadia, pirash ba'azorz sheyisad l'chol dibu v'dibu mitzvahs atluyas boi. Reb Sadia Goyen showed a way how the Ten Commandments, it's all encompassing and it shows everything. Whereas Tzitzis mentioned the Ten Commandments, but Reb Sadia Goyen showed it. So Mele goes on the Chofetz Chaim and says, so since they knew Kol HaTorah Kula, v'yoldu min ahar lebeisam, on that day of Vav Sivan that they came back home, lo matzu ma le'chol. They couldn't find anything immediately to eat. Ki'im ma'achalei chalav. Only milks. Why? Ki lebosa tzach achonam rabba. For meat, you need a tremendous preparation. Lishchoit besakin boduk. It has to be a proper knife. Kasher tziva Hashem, as Hashem has commanded. Ulenaker chute achelev adam, which is nikur. How is nikur said in English?
Porging.
Okay. The chelev adam. Uladiach v'limloach ulevashel bekelim chadashim. And also to cook, you need new kelim. Ki akelim shayulem mikodim shibishlemem boiso mi'es la'es ne'esulem. The kelim that they used the day before, it's treif. Al ken bachulem lefi sha'a. So temporarily, the meanwhile decided to eat machalei chalav. Va'ano osim zechel hazeh. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. And I must say, I do not understand this time at all. I want to explain why. First of all, the Chofetz Chaim himself was asked on this. According to the opinion that the Torah was given on Shabbos, so what does the Shechta say? Otherwise they would have shechted. Otherwise they would have cooked. It's Shabbos. The Gemara says, Masechet Shabbos kula amo amoedu b'Shabbos nitna Torah. So what do you mean? Meaning they came back and they couldn't eat, they couldn't have anything prepared because all the halachas of Shechita, they could have done it anyway because of Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim himself was asked this question, and he said that you have to say that this opinion is according to the Man d'Omar and the Seder Olam, that the Torah was not given on Shabbos. But again, our Gemara says, Kula Amu, Shabbos is the Torah. That's problem number one. Problem number two that I want to point out here is, and I want to build it from Rashi and Chumash. And the focus I want to focus on, what was the level of scholarship of Am Yisrael from Vav Sivan to Yud Aleph Tishrei? How much did they know? They heard the Aseres HaDibros, yes. But let's remember that from Vav Sivan till the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu is not with us. He's not with us. On Vav Sivan, he went up for 40 days and came down on Yud Zayin Tammuz and smashed the Luchas with Chet HaEgel. went up again the next day and smashed and came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul without anything, and then went up again on Rosh Chodesh Elul the next day and came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos HaShnius. The first Shiur Klali that we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu was on Yudalef Tishrei. I'll show it to you soon. So I would like to wonder, I'm wondering, what did we know in the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was up there in the Shemayim? So I would like to bring out this Nakuda through a Rashi, three Rashis in Chumash. And let's look at it. Rashi in Chumash said it nine times. I wonder why only nine. That Vayikach is Bedvan. That when it says that one person took another person, it's not that physically he took him up and picked him up, but he persuaded him with words. And Unkelus every time says on that, Udivar. Divar means from Dibor. So Rashi says that, not this week's Pasha, but next week's Pasha, in Pasha's Ba'al Oisra, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to persuade the Parnosim, the Skenim, to take the roles. So it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Esvol Yishivim Ish, V'lakachto Oisam. So it says Rashi, V'lakachto Oisam, it's in Bamidbar Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Tezayin. Says Rashi, V'lakachto Oisam, Kachem Medvarim. Persuade them with words. Ashrechem Shenismanetim Parnosim, Al Bonav Shel Mokom. Fortunate you are that you became leaders over the children of God. That's what Rashi says here. Fine. When Moshe Rabbeinu persuaded Yeshua that he should take his post to become a leader of Am Yisrael, so also it says also, Kachas Yeshua, that's what the Eibishter told him, take Yeshua. So says Rashi in Bamidbar Perek of Zayin Pasuk Yudches, Kach Lecha Kachenu Bedvarim, Ashrecha Shezachisa Lanhig, Banav Shel Mokom. Fortunate you are that you are leading the children of God. Fine. And then in Parshas Dvarim, it's going back to the Eitzah of Yisrael, that is said to appoint the Dayanim. So it says over there in Dvarim, Paragala Posuk Tezvo, Va'ikach es Rashei Shiftechem, Anashim Yiduim, says Rashi, Va'ikach et Rashei Shiftechem, Meshachtim B'Dvarim, I persuade them with words, Ashrechem, on me batem leismanos, on who are you coming appointed upon? Al bnei Avram, Yitzhak v'Yakov, al bnei Adam shenikru achim v'reim, chelek v'nachla, v'chol loshon chiba. It says everything, but Banav Shel Mokom. D'manyan. The biggest zichus that we have is Banav Shel Mokom. And the other two times that Rashi mentioned it, he said Banav Shel Mokom, three words. What's our yichus? Banav Shel Mokom. Here, it's Sefer Dvarim, going back to the Eitzah of Yisrael, what's our yichus? Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shenikru Achim, V'Reim, Chelek, V'Nachla, V'Chol, Loshem, Chiba. Why is Rashi having such a yichus? Why didn't he say again, Banav Shel Mokom? Why didn't he say that? So I thought I had this question already as a bacher, and I met a Choshev Rosh Yeshiva, who's now in Olam HaEmes, and I asked him this question. I said, I offered a teretz, and he liked it very much. I want to see what the Olam says about it. I said, you know, Kamashi here didn't say Banav Shel Mokom, even though that's our most outstanding yichus? Because there's a machlekes at the end of Zvachim, when did Yisro come? Did he come before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? Okay. Now, why are we called Banav Shel Mokom? We are called the children of Hashem. Why? Is it biological? Other Marish and so on? So Rashi says, on the Pasuk V'shinantam Levonecha, in Kriyashma, says Rashi, Perek Vav Pasuk Zayin, in Sefer Dvarim, it says, V'shinantam Levonecha, says Rashi, Elu HaTalmidim, Vanecha means not your children, rather your students, says Rashi, Matzinu B'chol Mokom, Sha'atalmidim Kluim Banim. Always students are called children. Shenema bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem. So here you see from Rashi, he's quoting the Sifri, why are we called the children of God? Why?
Because we learn Torah.
We learn Torah from Hashem. Where's Talmidim? In fact, bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem, that's the source that every Talmud is called a ben. That's the source. So why are we called bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we're Talmidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that leads to say that before Matan Torah, we're not called yet Banim. Because Banim is only that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Melamed Torah, then we became Banim. Prior to that, it's premature to call us Banim. Right? And you see that through Torah, always the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is father and son. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarosecha, V'Kalveinu Malkeinu L'Avodosecha. Why did it switch from Avinu to Malkeinu? When you're talking about Torah, the Eibishter is a Tata. When you're talking about Avodah, Eved, the Eibishter is a Melech. And when we daven for Torah, and Ava Rabba, there we say, Avinu Av HaRachman, Tate Tate Tzvemol. And the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Peches, Mishaa Shigdimu Nase Lenishma Karat Elahem Bonim. So we're called Bonim from Matan Torah onwards, not before. Now, since there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, when did Yisro come? Before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? That means there's a Machlokes when Yisro came, were we called Bonim Shel Mokom or not? So Rashi didn't want to get involved in the Machlokes and Machriyan the Machlokes. So therefore, Rashi in Parshas Dvarim, when he's speaking about the Eitzah of Yisro to the Minuya Deanim, said every title that we have, but Bonim Shel Mokom. Nei Abram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Anashim Shnikruch Achim v'Reim Chelik v'Nachla v'Chol Lashon Chiba, but not Bonav Shel Mokom, because it could be according to one opinion we're not yet Bonav Shel Mokom. It's a geshmak, no guys? Isn't that like geshmak, right? If you're awake, isn't it geshmak? It's geshmak. I sent this over to this Rosh Hashiva, and he told me, "Psh, good." But Mechilas Kvodoy is now in a very high place. It's not true. Why? What? I'm sorry? No. So Rashi says, Al Shem Osi. That Rashi takes care of. The Gemara learns from that pasuk. It's a kash on the Gemara, what you're saying. Mishashik, they were Nasal Nishma Katlin, Bonim Shinimab, Bni Choyim Yisrael, Bni Choyim Yisrael was before. So Shabbos on the, Rashi on the spot says, Al Shem Osi. No, that's not the kasha.
That was before, right?
Ah. But Rashi himself says in Parshas Yisro that even if you say that Yisro came before Matan Torah, but the eighth of the Dayanim was after Matan Torah. Who needs Dayanim before Matan Torah? And Rashi says explicitly, I even know the date, Yud Aleph Tishrei, that by Yimamach was from Moshe Rabbeinu who came down from Har Sinai. So, and Rashi says explicitly, over there in Parshas Yisro, that even if you say Yisro came before Matan Torah, but offering the Dayanim was after Matan Torah. In fact, 4 months and some days after Matan Torah. So we are called already Bonav Shel Mokom. And yet Rashi refrained from saying the title Bonav Shel Mokom. So to say Yisro came before Matan Torah, it's cute, it's geshmak, but it doesn't help. It's true that we're called Bonim because of Matan Torah. It's true, that's definitely true, but we're dealing after Matan Torah already, because the Eitzah of the Deonim was after Matan Torah. So Hadla Kushi Laduchta, how come Rashi did not call us by the Eitzah of the Deonim Bonav Shel Mokom, like he called us in the previous two times when he explained the Yikach Ledvarim by Yeshua and by the Skenim, which was way into the 40 years. So maybe he could say the following, Rabbi Yisai. There's two Ma'amarei Chazal that seem identical. One, last week's Pasha, Kol Ma'amad Es Ben Chaver Otera Kiilu Yiladei. And we learn it from the children of Moshe of Aaron. Right. That the children of Aaron are called the children of Moshe. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we learn it from the Pasuk, Elo told us Aaron and Moshe. There's another Chazal, though, which I just quoted before. V'shinatam levanecha, elu ha-talmidim. Matzinu b'chol mokom sh'ha-talmidim kurim bonim, sh'nema bonim atem la'shem elokechem. And that's the Sifri. Is there any real difference between these two Ma'amarei Chazal? Kol ha-melamed es ben chaverotori kilu yolodoi. V'ha-talmidim kurim bonim. Isn't that saying the same idea twice? But it's learned from two different psukim, two different Ma'amarei Chazal. And furthermore, there's even a machlokes la'alacha between these two Ma'amarei Chazal. And kol ha'melamed es ben chaverotor kilu yolodai, says the Gurai on the spot, it's Muchach and Rashi, that happened on that very day, b'yom asher dibir Hashem. One little dvar Torah is already kilu yolodai. You tell someone one geshmak dvar Torah, it's kilu yolodai. Ma she'en ken, talmidim kurim bonim, from the sidur divrei agro, in the Shechonoch, over there in Yerodea, Rav Hutner Zatzal learns that it's only talmid muvak. Not a one-time shot. So it comes out even in Afkemin al-Halacha between these two Ma'amarei Chazal. Kol ha-melamed es ben chaverotor kilu yolodoi, that's a one-time shot. And then, sh'atamidim kruim bonim, bonim miloshon binyan, so Rav Hutner Zatzal learns from Sidu, Divrei Agro and the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only Talmud Muvak. Now we have a Mesara that the Maral and the Goyin were on the same wavelength, and they hardly argue. Even though the Goyin doesn't quote the Maral, but that's the Mesara that we have in our Besmedesh. It's very rare to find a machlokes between these two. You do, but lo matsui. So here there's a machlokes between the Maral and the Goyin, if the Ma'amarei Chazal are identical. But Bam is like everything, if you look carefully in the words, the answer is clear. Kilu yelodai v'atalmidim kurim bonim are two really different words. In every relationship of a father and son, there's two really points. There's the etzem haleida, the leida, which is a one-time thing. And then there's the tzar gidul banim, and taking care and until they grow up, and kleine kinder, kleine tzores, grois kinder, grois tzores. And that the whole tircha of, that's another thing. That parallel of these two aspects between father and son exists also between a Rebbe and a Talmud. There's a Rebbe that says one Dvar Torah, and he gave chiyus to the Talmud, and he's born again. That's kilu yilodai, and that's parallel to the etzem hayilada. Kilu yilodai. But then shatamidim kulim banim, banim miloshen binyan, that's a Talmud muvak. That's not a one-time shot. That's years of years till it becomes a bar hochi. So there's no machlekes between the chazals because they're really speaking about two different aspects. One, that one dvar Torah is kilu molidoi, and that's the Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and that we learn from the children of Aaron HaKohen, who are the children of Moshe Rabbeinu on the very day, first day that he taught him Torah. And then meidach yisah shatalmidim kuriim banim, again from Sidu Divrei Agora, it's mashma, it's only a Talmud Muvak. But there's no stira, because it's really two aspects in Talmidim, like two aspects with children. The Leida, and then taking care of them. It's parallel exists exactly in learning. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Now let's go back. So maybe you could say like this. And here's the point that I want to address regarding the Mishnah Berurah. What was the level of scholarship of Am Yisrael from Vav Sivan to Yud Aleph Tishrei? Without what the Mishnah Berurah said, let's me know, put it aside. I would say they do nothing. Because all what we know comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's called Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Rabbinowitz. Rabbeinu, there's a reason for it. Meaning all what we have comes from him, and he was unavailable from Vav Sivan to Yud Aleph Tishrei. So we knew Torah not through Moshe Rabbeinu? Heck is a divar. All what we know comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not there. So what happened on Yud Aleph Tishrei? Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and like Rashi points out, it's the first Shiur Kloli that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to us. We just started learning. That's not called Banav Shel Makom. Banav is a level of scholarship. Banav, like we see, Banim is a Talmud Muvak. On that very first day you become Banav Shel Makom? Of course not. So therefore Rashi refrained from using the title on that day that he persuaded the Dayanim to take their posts and to say, hey, you know who these people are? They're Banav Shel Makom. No, they're not. On Yud Aleph Tishrei, they're Banav Shel Makom? No. Banav Shel Makom is Talmidim Kulim Banim, and that we learn from the Pasuk, Banim Atem Hashem Lokechem, and that's only Talmud Muvak. Talmud Muvak means Rav Torah Seimeno, but that's years and years. Not on Yud Aleph Tishrei, the first day that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah. So Memele Rashi did not use the title Banav Shel Makom and Pashas Dvarim because we weren't yet there. Not because it's before Matan Torah. It's after Matan Torah. But it's the first day of Shiur Kloli of Moshe Rabbeinu. And since it's the first day of the Shiur Kloli, we can maybe be called Yelodav Shel Makom, but there is no such expression. But we cannot be called Banav Shel Makom. So therefore Rashi said, Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Achim, Vereim, Chelek, V'nachla, V'chol Loshem Chiba, but he won't say the three magical words, Banav Shel Makom. That is much later on. Because you have to be a Talmud Muvak for that. Once we establish that, I want to come back now to what the Helik of Chofetz Chaim saying. Chofetz Chaim saying, in the name of this Adam Gadol, that Am Yisrael knew on the day of Vav Sivan, because of Rabbi Sadi Goyim, that everything is hinted in Aseres Adibus, look how much they knew on that very day. Lo matzuma lechol, techet ki machalei chalam, ki lebosa tzach hachon haraba, lishchot besakin, they knew that the sak is not allowed to have a b'gima, besakin baduk, kasher tzivo Hashem, ulenaker chutei achelev, v'adam, so they knew dine nikur, ulehadiach, velimloyach, for halachas, ulevashul bekelim chadashim, you need new kelim, כי הכלים שהיה להם מקודם, שביש להם מאויסו, מאס לאס, another halacha that they knew, נאסו להם. So therefore they knew all these halachas, so therefore they stayed with the cholam. They knew so much of Vav Sivan. They knew all these halachas of Vav Sivan. Chutz from my shtikal Torah, but my shtikal Torah is not so chutz. I'll prove it to you, it's impossible to say that. First of all, if they knew everything of Vav Sivan already, who needs Moshe Rabbeinu for the next 40 years? We know it all. So it's Chazara. So Moshe Rabbeinu is for Chazara. No. I don't know. Secondly, if they knew everything already then, I got a Mefarsh Rashi that's mashma not like that. Right before Chet Egel, in Perek Lamed Aleph, in Sefer Shmois, it says, Posuk Yitches, Vayiten el Moshe kechalois ledaber ito bahar Sinai shnei luchos ha'edus. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the luchos, the tablets. So it says Rashi kechalois, it's written with Ad Vav. So with Ad Vav it could be read as a kala. Says Rashi, "Shenimsara lo Torah b'matana kekala lechatan." the Torah was given to him as a gift, like a kala is given over to a chassan. Why? Shelo ya echol ilmod kula bezman mu'at kaze. Moshe Rabbeinu can't learn kol haTorah kula in 40 days. So it has to be, it was given to him as a matana. Kol klal Yisrael learned it in a half an hour. So Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it in 40 days? I don't know what I mean. Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was on that half an hour. Leimadik! Right? Moshe Rabbeinu himself also heard that half an hour says that it was. And if you know everything already from that, so what's the pellet after 40 days? He knows it. But Rashi says, how can he know Kol HaTorah Kula in 40 days? It has to be, it was given to Mimatana. There's a bigger Chiddush called Klal Yisrael, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Called Klal Yisrael, knew it in a half an hour on Vav Siman. Elmai can say there's Dargis of Avana, but look what they know. They knew Nikud, they knew Chalev, they knew Es La'es, they knew the Rabbanans, they knew everything on Vav Siman. How could that be? Everything. It gets a few questions on this point. Amat the Chavetz Chaim. A, according to the Man Do'omah, there was Shabbos, this whole thing doesn't start. I mean, stop. That Chavetz Chaim himself said so. Secondly, the point being is, how is it possible to say that Am Yisrael chapt kol haTorah kula in one morning? It's an unbelievable ness that no one mentions. No one speaks about that ness, that Klal Yisrael chapt kol haTorah kula in one morning. Less than one morning, in a few minutes. They chapt kol haTorah kula. This is an unbelievable ness. No one speaks about it. That's A. B, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say the Pasuk Kechala, that it has to be Matana, because how could he learn Kol HaTorah? Again, the Lashon of Rashi is, and we're speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, not about a regular Yid, right? About Moshe Rabbeinu, why was it given to him as a Matana? Because, right? Kechala Yisai, says Rashi, Shelo haya echol ilmod kula bezman mu'at kazeh. He could have learned Kol HaTorah kula in 40 days. But he already knows it from day one, from the Sez Adibus. And not only Moshe Rabbeinu knows it, the regular Balabatim knew that. Because that's the kind of refrain from eating Machalei Basar. So how can you say that? And that, it's Tabakashi. Did Am Yisrael put on tefillin in those days from Vav Sima to Yudav Tishrei? Probably not. How do they know? The Mishmaru himself says that when he wrote the Mishmaru on Siman Lamed Beis and Hichos Tefillin, it took him months to go through it. They knew already how to do the ibud lishma v'la lishma beima daka beima gasa. How did they know all that? And if you say that they knew it on their own, that means we know Torah not through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ze lo yitachen. All what we know comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. The famous Rambam in Perush Mishnayos in Chulin, the end of Perek Zayin, he points out, why do we do Bris Milah? Because Avraham Avinu or because Moshe Rabbeinu? We say the bracha lachnis of Yisrael Avraham Avinu. Says the Rambam, it's Yisrael Godel, it's a Rambam quoted everywhere. Says, oh, we do it only because Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah, tziva lanu Moshe. Torah's gemach is 611, and two, anochi v'lo yelecha, we heard in Piyagvura. Every mitzvah we do is for Moshe Rabbeinu. Just Moshe Rabbeinu said about Bris Milah that keep on what Avraham Avinu was told. But we don't do, he says, we don't do Gid Anoshi because Yaakov Avinu. We do it because Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bris Milah we do not because Avraham Avinu, but because Moshe Rabbeinu. Our sole authority is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he points out. The Rambam, it's a very, very famous Rambam. How could you say that Am Yisrael knew so much on one morning? That they knew the halachas of Kelim of Mi'es Le'es, which is the Rabbanan. And they knew Hilchas B'gimah Sasakin Kasher Tziva Hashem, says the Mishnah Berurah. And then they knew halachas of Nikur Agid V'Achelev. All this on one morning because of Masada Goyen. It's true that what Masada Goyen says it, but it means that everything is locked up in the Ten Commandments. But they understood it? They understood everything with the Siv Kotten of the Shal Tzion? Already on that morning? I find it impossible to say that. Especially my biggest eyes from Moshe Rabbeinu. That he, after 40 days, it was given to him by Matana. Because Kakala, what does it say? The Kakala is given by Matana. I guess then getting married was pretty cheap. Kekala, like Matana. Today, Kala's Chosin, it sounds everything but Matana. But I'll call upon him. That's what he says. So, how could the Chofetz Chaim say it? I don't know. At this point, that Am Yisrael knew that, they knew that much. But again, did they keep Taras HaMishpacha from Vav Sivan to Yudal of Tishrei? I don't know. Shabbos they kept. Because Nistobu B'mara. Also, not all the halachas. So whatever we knew, we knew. But otherwise, what do we know? What do we know? Did they keep Again, we mentioned tefillin, we mentioned Birkas HaMazon. They should know this. Where do they know it from? And again, I just want to sum up. If you say that Am Yisrael knew everything from the Ten Commandments, mamish the pirtei protim of the derabonans, I have on that four questions. And I'm finishing. Question number one, this is an unbelievable ness, which is not mentioned anywhere in Chazal. That in one morning, they chapt kol Torah kula. A. B. On Moshe Rabbeinu, that kept the Torah after 40 days, Chazal say it's remarkable. It was given to him as a matana. When kol klal Yisrael who got it on the same morning, that's impossible to say. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's still, 40 days is not enough. So for Kol Klal Yisrael, you're going to say Luchos Rishonis was a different Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu over there is also Luchos Rishonis. That's when he got the Luchos Rishonis. Another question is, if you say that Klal Yisrael knew so much, so who needs Moshe Rabbeinu for the next 40 years? Well, what is he doing? Chazara? Okay, Chazara is a big zach. It's kasher lagid it. And the last question is that it's known that whatever we know comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to this Mahalach, no, we do it in Vav Siman from Aser Zadimus, from the Ebershter himself, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So this contradicts a lot of Yisraelis that we know. Chutz mizeh, the kasha that Chofetz Chaim himself was asked, it was Shabbos then. So what do you mean? They couldn't shecht because of Hilchus Kelim. And Hilchus that. They couldn't have done it anyway because it's Shabbos. So therefore, I don't understand this cloud that the Chofetz Chaim says it's Adam Godel. And the Chofetz Chaim says, V'nochonu. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. And so, listen, Rabbi, say, how could you argue in the Chofetz Chaim? The gap between me and the Chofetz Chaim, I promise you, is bigger than between a cockroach and a human being. I promise you. Much bigger. But that's the koach of Torah. That little more than it's tzarich. What can I do? It's a kasha. I'm sure the Chofetz Chaim has what to answer. I'm sure he does. But I don't mean how you could say the Klal Yisrael knew so much on one morning. So what was the title of today's speech again? No, you changed it around because you wanted it to be good.
Did Am Yisrael already know Hilchus Bos V'Cholov on Matan Torah?
Yes, that's the question. The Chofetz Chaim says B'Shem Adam Godol. Yes. Not only Bos V'Cholov, they knew a lot more. Niko Ragid V'Achelev. As Kaili mi es la es, that the second shouldn't have a b'gima, they knew a velt. But I don't see how that's possible. To say that Am Yisrael knew all this on one morning, when no one mentions this ness, it's an unbelievable ness. Furthermore, I would ask, maybe in all the questions I asked before, I want to ask one more question. Why do you have to say Moshe Rabbeinu received it as a matana on day 40 when he already got it on the first day? It's a question maybe we didn't ask before Ad Kedekach. They all know it already from day one. So what are you so surprised that Moshe Rabbeinu knows it after 40 days? He's also one of those that know it from day one. He's aware of this, as it was. If anybody has an answer, it's Mama Schmitz and Liashev. Anybody want to say something? So maybe they can't eat challah. No, that just says the Ram says they forgot. And you see us before we forgot everything. That's what it says. But Kimat, for sure the others know. But we forgot already. We start from scratch. And Shevel Dai says, so maybe you're not allowed to eat milk either. How do they know? Meaning they know that there'll be an issue with meat. With Niku. I don't know.
On your last kasha, you could say maybe that it says the Kol Mash Talmud Vosikos and the Chadish, that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yes.
For that, he got on the last day, the 40 days, the last day. But the whole of Klal Yisrael didn't need to know that. So he was learning more than them.
Okay.
So that was the
matana. Rashi's referring to that part?
Chelik was the matana.
No. Echad. Sweet, sweet. Very sweet. But anyway, yes.
The 8 Dibros said by Moshe Rabbeinu.
And all 10 were said by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu repeated, and we understood the two.
But Moshe said it over. Moshe Rabbeinu said 8 over.
8
over,
yes. So
it could be somehow in those 8, that's where Moshe became.
No, but he's quoting the Masechta Gaon, that it's all 10.
Right. So some was from Hashem, and some was from Moshe Rabbeinu. No,
we know that everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu.
He also, they knew the facts, what you have to do. So that was...
How?
And then later, the Talmud.
But this is millions of facts.
Yeah.
This one, they knew millions of facts in one morning? How come no one speaks about this mess? This is one chelik of Torah. Of Niku Agid V'Achalev.
Don't do it. Maybe when he's bored, what does the person have come up to it? And lose it all on a breath. Okay. Same idea.
Come on, in Itri they say better things. Come on. We know you from Itri.
More that they knew Hilchas Arayis as well.
They knew what?
Hilchas Arayis. Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. They were all mitzvah that you couldn't go back to the
fact. It says Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, right.
They knew all Hilchas Arayis also the same day.
What? Maybe that's already Prisha. That I could hear. The these halachas were said. Zani Cholishma, part of Prisha. That's what I want to say also. That I could hear. But Kli Me'esles, it's a Drabbanan. They knew also the Drabbanans. That's a Pelanizgav. Oh, in Pasha's boy, it was said already Tvillin. Yeah, but they knew the halachas how to make a Tvillin. Yeah. So Rabbi say, it's a Pelagodol, and Mitzvah Liyashev, in Mitzvah Shev today, Rav Goldberg, and the other Talmidei Chacham are going to speak, or will speak about the halacha of these inyanim, which are not nechon. But if anybody has an answer, so please let me know, or please tell it to Reb Baruch Khan, and he'll let me know. If any of you have an answer, whoever has an answer, I'm going to buy him, Mitzvah Hashem, Pepsi, Diet Coke.
A cheesecake.
No, to my Talmidim, I always offer Diet Coke. And by the way, to the girls, I can't say Diet Coke. They all get insulted then. The boys, they don't get insulted. So we should all have a chag kosher v'sameach, and a mitzvah Hashem, which we should be zoiche to mekabel the Torah again on Matan Torah, which is Tuesday night, Wednesday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tuesday night, Wednesday. Okay, Rabbi, so call to.